You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a big girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony. We share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. To a fountain. Live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles. Welcome to a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, here with my sidekick, Giant Mutt Super Smiley. And you all know that Smiley and I are always in search of great adventures. Whether they're exciting travels or inner journeys of self-discovery where animals lead, we are always looking for fun ways to energize life with our pets and ways to embrace life at the best it can be. So we are extra super excited about our guest today, Kathy Freston. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Kathy, first for our listeners, I want to tell everyone what you are doing. Kathy Freston. Oh my gosh, where do I start? Kathy has been on Oprah, Ellen, Dr. Oz, The View, Extra, and the list goes on and on as a positive, energized, life-empowering guru with her New York Times best-selling books on healthy living and conscious choices, like Quantum Wellness, An Essential Guide to Healing Your Body, Mind, and Spirit, and Veganist, Lose Weight, Get Healthy, and Change the World. I love that title, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and the accolades go on and on. There's Oprah, Ellen, Dr. Oz, Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson. We are so excited, and we want to welcome you to our Super Smiley Adventure.
Oh, my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And Kathy, Smiley's here with me. And I can honestly say that for me, just about all of my life-changing insights have begun by being connected with self. And for me, the best way to connect is to be with my animals. And you have a little four-legged family member, Trixie, right?
Yeah, she's my daughter. My furry little daughter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So has Trixie contributed to your journey of spiritual integrity?
Oh my gosh, without question. I am totally with you. Animals, just they're like little angels, you know, in furry bodies, and they guide us to our higher selves. And when I say our higher selves, I mean our best selves, our best potential, you know, being able to love unconditionally, being able to be vulnerable, to feel open and to feel like we want to be generous without any return, you know, and that's what animals have taught me. And Trixie is no different. I never think that the relationship can get any deeper with a new dog when, you know, I lose a dog and then I have a new dog. I can't believe that I'll love even more deeply. And I do. So the human animal love just continues to grow.
I agree with you. They really love on a level that almost seems purer, focused than humans are even capable of. It's like they're our teachers. Do you agree with that?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, I watch how Trixie is, and she doesn't want anything. She doesn't want any material possessions. She's not manipulative in her love. She doesn't try to, you know, she's not attached to anything in a worldly way. She just wants love, you know, and she looks at me with those eyes like, you know, really? You're going out? she's just, you know, as anyone's dog or cat or bird or, you know, whoever their little love is, she just teaches me to love unconditionally. The dog that I had before her was my little Chihuahua, Lotsie. And very sadly, she passed away 2 years ago from heart failure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And thank you. I did not think I'd crawl out of that. I really, really didn't. And when Trixie came along, she was so in need of feeling safe. You know, she was a rescue. She was found on the street. She was emaciated, and she'd urinated all over herself. She was shaking like a leaf. Half of her fur was gone. And this lady brought her in to a veterinarian down in Santa Ana, and she was in a very small crate. And the woman, we don't know if she was actually turning Trixie in because she didn't want her anymore. She actually did find her on the street, but she said, oh, she's dirty, but I can hose, you know, we can hose her off while she's in the crate. And luckily the veterinary assistant said, no, that's okay. We'll take her, you know, obviously not hosing her off in the crate. How cool. Right. And this wonderful woman took her in because she knew she was such a mess that if she turned her into the pound, they would probably put her down. So she took her in and, you know, rehabbed her, and she put on some weight, and then she posted her on Pet Finder. And that's, you know, I was just kind of cruising around Pet Finder trying to, you know, just feel my way through the grief of the loss of Lotsie. It had been about 6 months. And when I saw Trixie's face, I just felt like this instant connection, this love.
Right.
And, you know, and she healed me of my grief, and I certainly helped heal her of her trauma. So it's a constant exchange.
I love that. I love that. And it is, you're right. It is a constant exchange. If we're open to what these animals give, they will just give back over and over and over. And Kathy, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Kathy Freston. And we're going to talk about her books and the cool newsletter that I look forward to every single day. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Must walk.
This is Pet Life Radio, the possumest pet party place on the planet.
Dude, that's a lot of peas, baby.
Get ready for some tail wagging, fur flying, feather flapping fun.
Oh, yeah.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with a Super Smiley Adventure with Kathy Freston, New York Times bestselling author, sought-after guest and speaker, and of course, great animal lover. Kathy, I want to touch on this amazing newsletter that you have called The Daily Lean. It comes out every day, and I know we all get so many emails, but I look forward to your newsletter every day because it has amazing insights, like tips, like, I am strong, or yummy, yummy recipes. Tell us what some of your favorite newsletters are. Share with everybody about this wonderful thing that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I do something called the Daily Lean, and it's every day. It's a little piece of advice or insight that I think will help people lean into health and happiness. And sometimes it's something for body, sometimes it's something for the mind, sometimes it's something for the soul. Because I think that wellness is it's a collage of body, mind, and soul. It's not just being physically well in the body. It's also feeling good in our hearts, feeling connected to the world. And I think we get there by leaning in one little step at a time. You know, so much is overwhelming when we want to change our diet or when we want to change our relationship or, you know, figure things out in our career. It's just everything seems so overwhelming sometimes because if you're anything like me, you know, you're going at breakneck speed, you've got so many responsibilities, you've got so many things going on, and sometimes we just shut down when we think about everything that needs to happen. So in my life, it's always been helpful if I could just do one little thing at a time, you know, just tweak something in my day, whether it's the way I think, like telling myself an affirmation or doing a quick, you know, 1 or 2 minute meditation or, you know, realizing how I need to respond to a relationship or my boss or something like that. So when I get that little insight, I feel like I'm moving forward in my life. And so that's what I wanted to share through this Daily Lean.
And I love that because everything you do, it all coordinates and integrates so well. And you're leaning in. I read the first day was about adding water. And then another day is maybe put some nuts in and an apple. And they're little things that we can all do. And all of your food recipes and suggestions are vegan. Now, you were on Oprah with the big vegan challenge. Now, tell us about that because it was massive. It was huge. What happened there?
Now, you know, at that time, she had 9 million plus viewers. So for all those people to be tuned in to hearing about vegan food and why vegan is, you know, something that's compelling was pretty exciting. And, you know, what I loved about Oprah is that she's really on a spiritual path. She wants to grow emotionally, consciously, spiritually. And food, you know, this is what we talked about. Food is conscious choice. You know, we want to be aware in our lives, right, about whatever, relationships or, you know, what's going on in politics or whatever. And the thing we do more than anything is to eat. We eat at least 3 times a day.
Right.
And so, you know, I was talking with Oprah about it. That is that I wasn't conscious about where food came from. I really didn't think about it. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, eating chicken fried steak and barbecued ribs and all of that stuff. And, you know, one day I was looking at my little dog, Lotsby, this little chihuahua, and I was playing with her and I was rubbing her belly. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, this dog is so cute. She's so full of love. I just love animals so much. And then the little voice in my head said, well, then why are you eating them?
Right.
And it was like, oh my God, I just woke up. On Oprah, you saw a cow going to slaughter. And I started picturing Lotsy all those years ago, what it would be like for her if she was being raised in a place that she was going to be slaughtered. What would she feel on the slaughter line? What would she feel as she was hearing, you know, the sounds of her little animal companions as they're being slaughtered? And I thought, oh my God, I am participating in this. She's no different. It was just because I know my dog. But if right. I knew that chicken, or if I knew that cow, or if I knew that little pig, I would love that pig too. I would love that cow or that chicken too. So there was no difference. So I thought, I need to wake up. I need to start applying consciousness and awareness to my food choices. And that's what we talked about on Oprah, was just being aware of where food comes from so that we can make a choice whether we're okay or not to eat meat, you know, or dairy or egg. Does this sit right in my soul? If I really look into how these foods have gotten to my plate, does this sit okay in my soul? You know, and for me, it didn't. And that's why I leaned away from eating animals.
Right. And Kathy, is that part of what you mean by spiritual integrity? I know Oprah always talks about trying to integrate everything. And is that what you're touching on? You want to be healthy, but you also want to be aware of what you're doing
yeah.
and how it affects
yeah.
others. Things,
exactly.
Right?
And when I think of my spiritual principles, and I'm not saying any particular religion, I mean, basically the same principles go through all the wisdom philosophies. My basic principles are kindness, compassion, mercy, alleviating of suffering, you know. And I thought, if I want to have spiritual integrity and say that these are the principles I live by, well, shoot, I'm not being very integral if I'm not applying those principles to my food, too. And that's how Oprah also sort of understood, you know, food and consciousness.
Right. And that makes perfect sense. And I love the Ellen show. And when Ellen spoke at the Genesis Awards, I loved what she said. You may have even been there that night, Kathy, but she said, it's not about being perfect, but about making conscious choices and then doing the best that you can. Right.
She's so brilliant. That was just so brilliantly put. And
yeah.
I'm a big believer in progress, not perfection. And sometimes it makes me crazy, you know, when people who are farther along on their path to eating consciously beat up on people who aren't there yet. It's like, let's just focus on progress. Let's just focus on forward movement. And if we expect perfection from people, they'll just give up. You know what I mean?
That's
just
right.
too difficult.
Right.
It's
they'll say, we
difficult.
Can't do this. Right.
Yeah, let's just lean forward.
I love that. Let's lean forward. And Kathy, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, I want to hear about you being on Ellen. Smiley, can you wait? Give boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock.
Unleashing the power of your pets. Power. Talk radio with bites. We're Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network. Let's talk pets.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure with wellness expert and animal lover, Kathy Freston. Kathy, you have been on so many top shows with your wellness suggestions. And Ellen says, we were just speaking about her, that you changed her life for the better. And people like Ellen, and we mentioned Oprah, they're already very highly functioning people. What specifically do you attribute this change that you're able to affect with these already amazing people? What are you doing, Kathy? How do you do this?
Oh, I think, like you said, Ellen and Portia, you know, these are all people who really look deeply into their lives. And I think if anything, you know, we've broadened the conversation. It's just, you know, when we come together with people who have that interest and, you know, you fill in some of the blanks. Well, what do you think about leather? I've never thought about that before,
right,
you know,
right.
or what do you think about? And I think that for a lot of people, and including Ellen, it feels good to know that you can lean into it. I know with Ellen and Portia, they didn't really lean. They kind of leapt. they gave up eating meat and dairy, you know, and eggs and all of that stuff in one fell swoop.
Decision,
and it was
yeah.
just, Yeah, they just saw some videos and read some books, and it was just enough for them, you know, and they're just such kind people. So
right. And Kathy, I saw Paul Shapiro, who's the Humane Society of the United States director of the Farm Animals Programs. And he mentioned that now 16% of Americans don't eat meat maybe once or twice a week. And that's a pretty high percentage, don't you think, for people that are meat eaters? 16%. Tell us about that.
Well, interestingly, since 2009, the consumption of meat in America has dropped by, I believe it's by 12%, which is huge.
Huge.
And if you think about that, it's hundreds of millions of animals that have been spared just by being more flexitarian, just by maybe, you know, going meatless a couple of times a week, like Paul Shapiro was talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this convergence of events that have happened. One is the internet, so people can go online and Google factory farm meat production and see how their food has come to be. And there's a lot of, you know, undercover videos that have been exposed, and, you know, ABC is covering it, and CNN, and all these amazing networks, along with the science just consistently comes out so strong about how healthy a plant-based diet is. And, you know, we're learning more and more how livestock affects and such a negative way the environment, because it sucks up all the resources.
Right. I wanted to ask you about that very specifically. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but as far as deforestation, tell us, Kathy.
Yeah. Here's the thing about rainforests. They act like sinks, you know, that they just hold all this carbon dioxide. So it's like the leaves and the trees and all the plants just hold on to it. So number one, when we cut down the rainforest, suddenly all that carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere, which is a real global warming gas, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these incredible, just millions of acres go now to growing soybeans, which are fed to livestock, which, you know, could be fed to humans, and it would take a lot less of the resources to feed those directly to humans, because to cycle through animals in order to produce a calorie of meat, so many more soybeans, so much more corn, so many more resources have to go to keep that animal alive, not just to build protein in their muscle, but just to have them breathe, just to have their blood pumping, you know, so it's not actually calories that you can consume. So anyway, it's a lot of wasted resources in so many different ways. I think that in all those ways, for the environment, for the science of health, for you know, the undercover videos, people are choosing to eat more plant-based food and move away from eating animals. Yay.
And I do want to say that, yeah, I'm vegetarian. I don't eat meat or chicken. I haven't eaten chicken for 20 years or so. And so I'm doing the best I can to get the word out there and to let people make their own choices, just present them with the information and to honor these wonderful animals that we bring into our lives and that help us so much. And Kathy, we appreciate you so much for joining us on A Super Smiley Adventure. Can you give your website so everyone can learn more about your wellness programs?
Absolutely. And thank you so, so much for having me, Megan. It's www.kathyfreston.com. And you can also sign up for the Daily Lean newsletter at thedailylean.com.
Yes. And I completely encourage everyone to sign up for the newsletter. Don't be afraid of getting a newsletter every day. Just let me give you an example. One that I just got is Today's Lean Green Curry Coconut Tempeh with asparagus, sweet peppers, baby spinach, and baby bliss potatoes. Now, if that doesn't make you want to get this newsletter, I don't know what will. And Kathy, you have so many books. What book? Obviously, they're all brilliant. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed by all this wonderful stuff. What book would you suggest people start with? Which book of yours would you say is your prime?
Well, if you're interested in weight loss, I'd get The Lean. It's called The Lean, A Revolutionary and Simple 30-Day Plan for Lasting Healthy Weight Loss. Or if you're just interested in not eating animals, I'd go for Veganist. Both of those books are pretty comprehensive.
Very, very cool, Kathy. And tell us your website one more time. It's kathyfreston.com, right?
You got it.
KathyFreston.com. And Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the very, very best of luck on your mission. And I do want to say one more thing. Last night, I had the pleasure of being with Tom Shadyac. Remember, he was the director of all the
big... Oh, yeah.
Love
Tom.
Yeah,
he's terrific.
he was the director of all the big Jim Carrey films, and now he's stopped the Hollywood high life, and he's on a life mission to bring happiness to the world with his documentary, I Am. And he was talking about finding our spirits, then shining them as brightly as we can to help illuminate the world. And Kathy, that is exactly what you are doing. And we are so thrilled to have been able to share your vision on Pet Life Radio today.
Thank you, and right back at you.
Thank you, Kathy. So best of luck to you. And until next time, from Smiley, Tootsweet the Travel Kitty, and me, Woof and Super Smiles.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.